I want to take my text, my opening text from Mark chapter 4. Please follow me closely. I'll read from verse 1. Do you know that the Bible says that God dwells in the light that cannot be approached? A light can be described in waves. So scientists get mad after a while, except they give their lives to Jesus. Otherwise, they will be stopped short. They can't go beyond the limit. They said they were drilling in Siberia. I think I shared that before. I read it in a journal, scientific journal. They were drilling in Siberia, and that's a very cold place. And then by the time they drill, how many miles? You know, you drill into the earth crust looking for oil. But after they did, after a while, then the rig lost friction. And it went, and everybody was afraid because there may be a blowout. And they were locking everything. But they were sensing the density of the moon and then the sound and the heat. The heat destroyed their scale. It was too much for their scale to measure. Then the sound, they started hearing human voices. I read it. I wasn't told. And they said the voices were not like they were just casual or having fun. They were crying. Russia. Why did God choose Russia? So that they would know that God exists. Then they said, oil company discovered hell in the crust of the earth. That was the caption. I read it. What about the two cosmonauts? What about cosmonauts? Russian cosmonauts. Go. You can look for the papers and read. They were in space going, and suddenly they had company. Somehow, they had company around their vessel. And because they could see outside, maybe the kind of window, they saw this being smiling at them. When they came down, the man said, I don't know how to describe it other than to say God. But I thought he was, are they atheists or agnostics? I don't know who they are. So the guy was talking and said, we saw God in the space. Again, Russians. So that's just to say to you that life is bigger than what you think it is. The spirit realm is real. And again, he began to teach by the sea. Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them. Come on, everybody say, taught them. Yes, he taught them. And that's why teaching is a must. If we're going to take this generation of Christians beyond the superficial, teaching is a must. And he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on a stony ground, and it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root, rather, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said to them, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Now Jesus was explaining, ladies and gentlemen, what did the sower sow? Come on, talk to me. Thank God Jesus spoke here and he explained here. You can sow anything in life, but he was making it clear that, look, this is the pattern in the kingdom. This is how the kingdom operates. I'm still going to read more for you to see. The sower sows the word. Can I begin by saying up front that every word you speak is a seed you sow, whether you meant it or you didn't mean it. The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan came immediately and takes away the word. Come on. So in other words, we're going to understand that the ground are the people. The wayside, the stony ground, the thorny ground, the good ground. These are human beings, ladies and gentlemen. But the seed is the word. Praise God. Amen. So a lot of times we're busy sowing and we don't even know we are sowing. But I want you to understand something, that where the seed and the ground meet, something happens. Hello. Genesis chapter 8, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. So when you talk of seed and planting time, then there must be a harvest.
So whether the seed is good or bad, except the seed is not good enough or is already destroyed, but where the seed is not destroyed, it will grow. Praise the Lord. And that's why the Bible makes us understand that, look, seed time and harvest is the principle of the kingdom. So do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. What a man is in the habit of sowing, he will always have to reap. Is a fundamental principle of the kingdom. Okay, I'll leave this because I'm laying foundation for something I want to say today. If you look at Matthew 12 from verse 33, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit is bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Glory be to God in the highest. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All right. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. Glory be to God. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your word you will be justified, and by your words you will be what? Condemned. Glory be to God in the highest. Now again, the words of Jesus. Come on, are you hearing me? That your words are not ordinary. Your words are seeds that we produce. Is somebody hearing me? And then he says something else there. He said that a good man out of the good treasure, because he's a good man, so there's a treasure cast of goodness inside of him. And it is only out of this good treasure that what? He speaks. He brings forth good fruits, because it is out of the abundance of the heart the mouth does what? Speaks. Come on, hallelujah. And so also is the wicked man. But you see, one thing that is very serious is that on the day of judgment, more than anything, you see, most of the problem that people will have will be is because of what they said that produced for them. Because the truth is that your action in life is not separated from your thoughts and your words. Actions don't just happen. They come from the seed you have received that you have reproduced to a capacity that you spoke and you got result. Because closely following to this reference, I want to quickly remind you of Romans chapter 10 in verse 10 that says that with the heart, man what? Believes. Come on, church, is somebody here with me? And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. In other words, you cannot benefit from all the goodness of the Lord until you hear and you believe. And your believing automatically sets meditation in place. And that's what God has naturally made to be. What you hear will fill you up because you are thinking of it. And you will begin, your words and your conversation will reflect it, and your actions will reflect it. It's only natural, and that's just the way things are. Hello? It's just the way things happen. So you now discover that the kingdom of God is such that we are planting and things are growing and growing and fruits are being produced. Come on, yeah. And you see, we don't really communicate with the world, or we don't link the world with our produce except as we speak. Now you can hear Jesus talk of seed, which is word, talk of heart, come on, and then of course talk of abundance that is created in the heart. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Now keep this all aside and now hear me. On that last day, the great day of the feast, John chapter 7 in verse 37, come on, church. Jesus stood up and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to what? Me and drink. Because anyone who believes in me, as it is written, out of his belly shall what? Flows rivers of living waters. And of course, you understand that's the same process we're saying. The heart of man is the ground. When the seed gets there, it multiplies it. Well, come on, John chapter 4, I think verse 11. He said, the water that I will give to you will become in you what? A well of water flowing unto eternal life. Me, follow me closely. Are you hearing me? But Jesus used a particular word there. He said, for all who believe
in me out of their spirit, we what? Flow what?
River.